time we are meant to be in that thorny country. I wonder how unfortunate one can be. Twice unfortunate. At the Minsk airport, they announce our flight. 10 days have gone by since they confirmed that our departure was compulsory and no one could avoid it. From Italy, they pay for everything for us. The trip, the flight, the meals. I can't believe that total strangers can be in any way concerned about our fate. I would have gladly stayed to play poisoned ball in the yard rather than travel in this white airborne suppository, which they call an airplane, with Belavia written on its sides. The stewardesses wear an impeccable uniform and a hairdo which looks copied from a sculpture. Two thick braids on each side divide her above the ears to join in her neck, and from there flow until they reach a final embrace. It's one of the common ways our women arrange their long hair. My female friends from the Institute engage in similar fashion modalities, which I must admit generate in me a strange sense of fascination. The women and their hair are a planet apart. The stare of the stewardess is firm and direct, as if she is looking at an object suspended at the end of the long aisle of the plane. From the speakers can be heard a metallic voice, and the stewardess moves in synchronicity with the different passages of the lecture. When the voice exhorts the buckling of the seatbelt, she demonstrates to the passengers how it is done. Like a dummy, mechanically representing the movements the passengers must carry out in case of emergency. Always like a puppet, she follows the instructions of the recorded voice. Next is the demonstration of the oxygen masks, the lifesaver vests, and bags for throwing up. But I have not eaten in 2 days. I wonder what could I possibly throw up on the bag. Only chewing gum, already lacking all flavor after having chewed it for hours. Then the map is clear. We will not have to cross the ocean, but we will cross Europe. What is the point, then, of explaining how to wear the lifesavers underneath our seats if there is no ocean? After these thoughts, I am convinced that the short prevention lesson is totally useless. My mind escapes to the possibility of a real tragedy. I imagine the stewardess in case the cabin loses pressure. Her neatly combed braids would turn into a thousand rivers, making her look more like a mythological Medusa than the well-scripted guide of good conduct. And what about her impeccable painted nails? They would end up all split in her efforts to rapidly replace all the baggage which falls from the overhead compartments, or when slapping a fat lady in a panic crisis. That is why I hate preachers, whether at school or in a plane, because there is no perfect world. Those who insist on arguing for it...